Thank you for calling Evacor Healthcare. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded. If you know your party's five-digit extension, press 1. If you're calling for a new prior authorization, medical necessity review, if you're calling on behalf of an Oxford member, press 1. At the end of your call today, there will be a short survey to provide us feedback regarding the last representative you spoke with. Your participation is greatly appreciated. If you are calling for a new to check the status of or verify an authorization or notification, press 1. For questions, if you have recently started a case, please be aware it may take up to 2 business days for your request to be processed. To track the status of your request, please use our online portal. For faster service, you can complete the...
Hello, this is Helen M. Intake representative. May I have your first name and initial to your last, please?
Yeah, good morning. This is Sifra. Initial to my last name, M. S. Maybe calling from provider's office.
Thank you. This is the ordering provider's office?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have the spelling of your first name for my documentation?
S as a Sam, I as a India, F as a Frank, R as a Romeo, A as a Alpha. Initial to my last name, M like Mary.
Thank you, Sifra. What can I help you with today?
I want to start the new request.
Okay, I can help you get a request started. How many members do you have?
Just 1.
Thank you. May I know the health plan of your member?
Oxford. Sorry. Okay. Just a moment. It's not Oxford. Just a moment. It's United
okay.
Healthcare only.
All right. May I have the CPT code that you're requesting?
CPT code is 77049.
Has this procedure been performed?
No. It's scheduled.
All right, that was 77049 for MRI, breast bilateral with and without dye.
Yes.
All right, may I please have the patient's ID number?
Yes, just a moment. Member ID is 8058842 59.
Hang on 1 second. 8058842 59. Thank you. May I know the patient's first and last name and date of birth?
Lauren Osner, February 11, 1980.
Thank you. One moment. All right. It states, give me 1 second, that this member's plan does not currently require notification or prior authorization through the United Healthcare Notification or Prior Authorization Program. Please contact a customer care professional at 877-842-3210 if you believe this information returned is an error.
Okay, I want the case number.
All right, may I have a good phone number for your patient?
I don't have.
That's all right. May I have the MPI number for the ordering provider, please?
12351050099.
All right, thank you. May I know the first and last name of this provider, please?
It's John Hasselcon Lomaski.
All right, thank you. May I have a good phone number for this provider?
631-518-6090.
631-518-6090. May I have a good fax number for the provider?
631-223-1910.
Thank you. 631-223-1910. And may I have the primary diagnosis code, please?
Diagnosis code is N as in Nancy 63.
N as in Nancy 63.
Yes.
There should be a number behind it.
Sorry?
There should be at least one more number behind the 63.
No.
Yes, N as in Nancy, 63 is an incomplete code.
Just a moment. Let me check.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Just a moment. That's the only code, and it's an ANSI 63.
Okay, I understand, but there has to be like a zero behind it, or a 10, a 11. There's several options, but just N as in ANSI 63 by itself is an incomplete code. It won't let me just use that code. I have to have a number, at least a zero or something behind it.
Yes, zero.
All right, thank you. Case number for your reference is 124-577-4933.
124-577-4933, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Shifra. Is there anything else I can help with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you as well, and have a good day. There might be a moment of silence for an after-call survey.
Bye.
Thank you for your feedback regarding...